other words, the God they believe in is pleased with our project. What is the project? The project is literally the secularization of the world. This is the project, and that is why it is called Novus Ordo Seclorum.
I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brain.
You see, the ultimate last-ditch attempt to discredit Christ. Why? That opens the door for the new world religion of sorcery. For Satanism. For the utopia.
He committed suicide.
Step out for a moment and see what it's like to watch it. Having gone through this experience, how do you want to remember things? Think about people who get depressed. There are often people who dissociate from the positive experiences and associate into the negative ones. You may know people who are on an emotional roller coaster. They're up one minute and down the next. These are the folks that often associate into almost all of their experiences, and for whom dissociation is a rare experience. I know it because of memory. Step out for a moment and see what it's like to watch.
Never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories. Time, gentlemen.
Can we have a level first violin, please?
Well, Larry's certainly in good form today.
The show isn't over.
You can see he's fine today, Charlie.
Organ?
The show isn't over yet.
Thank you. revealed to me that they...
Clown doesn't need gas mask. He needs baby no gas. Baby.
My fearless friend.
Why do they describe you that way?
Well, I think I took a lot of roles that would challenge me. You know, because I've been doing it since I was a little girl, and I think when you do a lot of those roles, people start to see you that way.
Yeah.
Dark, crazy, scary.
Yeah, that's what they, that was the description. And also...
It's better than big, stupid, bimmy girl.
Yeah, that's true.
Treat women is by treating them like whores when you're the whore, and that's gonna stop!
Now, friends, brace yourselves for the chilling conclusion to tonight's tale of horror.
Cringer.
Just have never ever grown out of loving that or thinking that it's very special.
You identify with it.
Totally.
You don't want to grow up.
No, I am Peter.
Oh my God.
Michael Jackson.
I'm Peter Pan.
Okay, well then let's talk about the truth. I was being watched for the same time by somebody else.
What'd you do?
What'd you do?
Talk to you about it.
You're talking about it?
You told me Milo Sieben is happening,
Right.
You're sleeping?
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Were you sleeping?
I'll wait, Corey.
Corey, you want to get on the table? You want to get on the table?
Put you in the crown, kid. Really, it's not coming around. You've got your mouth for my health, man. You really, 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 really cover your head, kid. And I really don't want you to find you anymore. I can't. Not that I don't want to be, I can't.
Well, that's really bad.
I can't.
Former teen star Corey Haim was laid to rest on Tuesday in his hometown of Toronto. On the same day, Los Angeles authorities released a devastating 911 call made by Haim's mother, Judy, as she tried to revive her son.
Why to warn you, the recording is heartbreaking.
What's going on?
My dad is an anthrax.
evolving, the beat, so it's like sounds hella large on the track.
Our mission
should be Tuesday's effort.
Is to infect the culture. We are sick and do the same thing.
Everyone has a first video.
What is that? Expose
the illusion of selfishness and show people God's alternative. Come on, church. We've been building this all year. Come on, church. We've been building this all year. Come on, church. We've been building this all year. Come on, church. We've been building this all year.
Or something like that.
So,
and order him to tell the demons under him to follow every record and every tape coming off of that master. As I tell many Christian parents, you can go home and count your kids' records off of yours too, and count how many demons at least are there.
Manages electrical current.
The
man already knows we are at the dawn of a new age. In just 2 months, it will be the year 1900, a new century. The 20th century. A century of electricity. The brain itself is an electrical machine. It's nothing but a machine. When it malfunctions, a blow to the head, for example, then the brain produces useless excess currents. And these excess currents are our dreams and delusions. And wouldn't you know, madam, we have found out that sometimes the brain malfunctions. Just like the dreams that you have, Dorothy. Now we have the means to control these excess currents.
Yes.
Fine.
While we drain the life out of these pathetic run-of-the-mill talentless children.
Sounds good.
The record companies really, really do conspire against their artists. They steal, they cheat, they do whatever they can.
Now you know what we are. Now you know what you are. You'll never grow old, Michael. And you'll never die.
That's why when people do drugs and they listen to songs in which language, they get some of the meaning. But most of the time, they can't tell you. Stop and think how many songs are out there that you really like, and you don't have any idea what the person was talking about. Beyond the Yellow Brick Road, I said, now I have to explain some of this when I'm done, because you're not going to understand it all unless you know something about music.
Here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently. George Orwell's book, 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, I think they're going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. It will be really nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms of the scientific dictatorships, simply because
population,
the brave new world pattern is probably good for whatever. I mean, the
what the hell are we going to do about it? Besides just like, I guess, just like, sometimes I'm like, well, one word, sometimes
well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now facing,
but what the hell are we going to do about it?
We are in the process of developing
we should be talking about it to everybody we see on the street every minute of our lives. What are we going to do? Does anybody have any ideas? What are we going to do? Where's the solution? I'd like to talk about solutions. I know Cindy's knows how to do Cindy's like blue.
But then there are various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. And the result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy, even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
I like cherries, butchers, my ice cream.
Did you hear me, Charlie?
Serious business.
Very serious.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Ah, weird. Hello. Oh my goodness. Hello. Ew.
I like cherries, butchers, my ice cream.
Yeah, it was weird.
I find the name of cherries.
Ew. And then the first, can we...
I'm not a crazy person. I'm a very well-educated person.
Weird.
The main reason for rock music. Tell me what the main reason is. He said the same as when you were in, so that we can play spells on people that we couldn't cast spells upon.
More severe effects of the stuff of the aftermath on darkness.
Just
Contrarar long spinner chap lick nullifies the more severe effects of the scuff cocaine aftermath on dot that's just coordinate slang for your average crisp cinematic act conscious or issue service. What's this? Lucky support squirt.
Just another careless anarchist songwriter wannabe.
Decorate hell. Feel the darkness, the dark forces working within it, working within it.
The secrecy pains me from time to time.
Not to listen.
You mean like,
what's that?